Hello, Audioboo. I'm recording a post because I felt as this was my first ever Thanksgiving, I should do one. I'm in the States, obviously, in case those of you that are following me on Audioboo exclusively and not anywhere else weren't aware. Visiting my girlfriend, and today is Thanksgiving. It is the 27th of November, 2014. We've just got up. Marissa's in the shower. Gavin up to use in the shower. I've just taken the dogs outside and fed Ethel, Marissa's guide dog, and we're having a good morning so far. It's quite nippy this morning. Say, what, about 2-3 degrees Celsius, so what, 34, 36 Fahrenheit, something like that. And it's a very nice start to Thanksgiving. We're going to Marissa's family's today. Her dad, her uncle, one of her uncles, her sister's girlfriend, and a couple of her sister's friends are going to be there. So that's going to be nice. Lots and lots of food. Turkey, sweet potatoes, deviled eggs. I've never had deviled eggs before, so that's going to be fun. Green beans, all sorts of goodness like that. What else have I been up to? We went to see the Hunger Games movie, the new one, yesterday. We were going to go on Monday, but we had some issues getting rides down there because of the way that TARC 3 works, which is their, like, disability travel system. But we ended up getting down there yesterday evening instead, and it was really, really good. I might do a bit of a spoiler alert thing at the end, so if you don't want to know what happens, I'll let you know when, but I want to give my verdict on it. What else? Went out with her Uncle Doug and his girlfriend. We had sushi. I've never had sushi before, and it was so, so good. We had this, like, what was mine called? It was MJ. It was an MJ sushi, which was from this place called Saki Blue. And it was, what was it, crawfish and jalapenos and, oh God, it was so good. I can't remember all of what was in it, but it was really, really nice. And I had hot sake. I'd had sake before. No, I haven't had sake before. What am I talking about? I've only ever heard of sake being stored cold before. So I'd never had it hot, and that was really nice. Sake, for those of you who don't know, is this Japanese rice wine, and it's really, really good. There's a parrot over there, he's squawking at me. She's shouting at me. Hey, Priya. She's not going to talk to me. Priya! Hey, Priya. Hey, girl. Nah, she's ignoring me now. So we did that, and yesterday we went to Golden Corral, I think it's called, which is apparently a country store and restaurant, and we went there for breakfast, and we had country fried steak, which was really, really nice. For those of you that don't know, it's basically like it's fried steak, it's battered steak, so it's heart attack on a plate, essentially, but it's really good, and American biscuits, and hash brown casserole and eggs, and it was so, so good, so, so good. Really, really liked it a lot. What else have we been up to? We've been reading that Gone Girl. I think I mentioned that in the last bit, actually. We've been reading Gone Girl because we were hoping to go see it, but I don't think we're going to be able to do that now because it's last time we looked at showtimes at the cinema, it was on once during the day. So it might be that it's we've missed that opportunity now, but you know what? It's a good book anyway, so I'm enjoying it. It's kind of dark. When you read the synopsis, it looks very sort of like romance meets whodunit kind of thing. But it's, don't be fooled by that. It's quite dark. It really is dark. It's kind of fucked up, actually, but it's a really good book. What else? I'm trying to think of anything else. Worth mentioning. Oh, I got a massage on Monday. Marissa, for those of you who don't know, does Swedish massage. She's training to be a masseuse, and she gave me a practice massage on Monday for an hour and a half, and that was so, so nice. If you've never had a massage before, a full body massage, I highly recommend you go get it done. It's one of the best feelings in the world when it's finished. Because it's like, the best description I can give you is when you get off the table, you feel like you've been asleep for 8 hours and you're like having to get up and stretch out and like, oh, yes, good morning. And it's just, it's a wonderful feeling. So, yeah, it's worth doing if you've never done it before. Yeah, I was going to give a recap on the Hunger Games, wasn't I? So, yeah, the Hunger Games. Hello, Squeaky. You're squawking. Oh, yeah. Actually, before I do the Hunger Games thing, I got tweeted at by Derek Lane after I posted an audio view saying that I sound like I'm in some sort of sanctuary or Disney set because there's so many birds. Okay, so I should give a rundown of what we've got here. Marissa likes birds. Okay, so I'm sat in the living room. There's three cages of birds. There's in one cage you got an Indian ringneck parrot who keeps squawking away at me. The ones you can hear in the background are two parakeets having a little conversation, and the lovebirds have been really quiet. We've got two little lovebirds as well. Oh, there they go. Yeah, we just had two little noises from the lovebirds. Ah, you're squawking at me, Priya. What do you want? What's up with you, Priya? Priya girl? Yeah, that. So that's what we've got going on. So for those of you that are wondering, I'm not in a bird sanctuary or anything like that. It's just Marissa likes birds. So that's what's going on. And they're really cool. Priya's really fluffy. We got her out and really, really nice and soft. We got her out after I did that last video, actually. Almost immediately. We got her out and we had a little moment with her. And she is awesome. She likes to be on your shoulder and on your chest, and she'll just hang out. So, yeah. I love birds. They're awesome. Hey! Why are you being so noisy? She's not normally like, really squawky like this. She's just been particularly loud today. Yeah, the Hunger Games movie. So, if you've read the books, this is spoiler alert time. If you've not seen the movie and you don't want to be spoiled, then turn off now, because there's nothing else I need to say after this. I was amazed how much they changed the books. In a good way, though. They did it really well. The first movie, I was a bit disappointed, because they did a bit of tinkering with the story a little bit. And I think they took away from it somewhat. The movie was good. It wasn't that they did it badly. It was just, if you're a bit of a purist and you don't like things being altered so much, it kind of takes away from it, and you lose some of the more involved storylines, some of the subplots. But in the third one, they made up for that. They changed it, but they did it in such a good way. There's a lot more political wrangling going on. There's a lot more stuff with President Snow going on than you see in the books. So that's good. And you actually see them trying to extract the victors from the capital, which you don't see in the books. There's no detailed description of that in the books. So that's really interesting. So I really like what they did with the movie, the third one. It was really, really good, and I'm really looking forward to the fourth one now. I'm curious to see how they're going to do that, because I don't think there's a whole lot left to go. So I feel like either they're going to spend a lot of time on a couple of things, or they're going to be doing a lot of adjusting the story to fit a movie, and I'm hoping they do that well, but I'm really looking forward to seeing the fourth one. It's going to be so, so good, and it was well worth going to see yesterday. Okay, I'm going to head off here, but I just thought I'd come on here and give you guys a quick update, and Priya really wanted to talk to you, apparently. I will talk to you all later on. Happy Thanksgiving to those that celebrate, and happy Black Friday for those of you that don't tomorrow, and get some good deals. See you later.